This is SaaS Scaled, the podcast where data meets action with host Armon Shrocky. Each week, Armon will be sitting down with CEOs and industry leaders from the technology sector, giving you the insight to innovate without reinventing the wheel. They'll discuss challenges, best practices, and how to identify the right metrics. So if you want to get to market faster and in a way that matters, then subscribe and join us every week as we discuss SaaS Scale. This episode is brought to you by Curvey, the modern no-code analytics solution, the tools you need to take action with your data on a platform built for maximum scalability, security, and cost efficiencies. If you're ready to reduce complexity and dramatically lower costs, then contact us today at curvey.com. That's Q-R-V-E-Y.com.
We are celebrating 4 incredible years interviewing many industry leaders, founders, CEOs in the tech industry. But this episode is a little bit different. We're turning the tables, and I am going to ask our host, Armon Shrocky, a few questions about the podcast. So welcome and enjoyed. Hi, Armon. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you very much.
Great. Rita. So before we get going, will you please introduce yourself and say a few words about yourself?
Sure. So my name is Armon Shrocky. I'm CEO and founder at Curvey. Also, I host SaaS Scale podcast. And I'm a serial entrepreneur. This is my 4th company. I'm mostly a data analytic automation guy. That has been really the software companies. Always I have started in B2B world. And that's all I know. And these companies have been all product-based. So I have not expert in service kind of businesses that much. But what I have done is more around really building a product, bringing to market. And also, the other thing that might be noticeable in what I have done is, you know, my first company came to market when MS-DOS and personal computer was introduced, and that shows my age. And then the second one when Windows was introduced, and then the third one when actually web and XML and data to internet was introduced. And the fourth one, that is the current one, Curvey, the embedded analytics and AI for SaaS, came to market when actually technologies like cloud became the new operating system for the business world and business software world. And we were one of the very, very first who came to the market with 100% microservices architecture, modern architecture, scalable, and doing data and analytics.
That's incredible. Yeah, you've had some history in the industry and a lot of knowledge. But what inspired you to start the SaaS Scaled podcast?
Sure. So the way I see it, hopefully, it makes sense. But when you are in a software world or any other business, maybe, and you wanted to really connect to others and also let others connect with you and know you, you have some ways to do it. You may start a blog post, for example. You may start a podcast. You may do some other ways that you open the door for people. Some people I have seen, they are regularly post on LinkedIn, not just a small post, but they actually sit down and write, you know, some articles even on LinkedIn, or they may use Twitter as their presence, that always they are there and talking about different topics. One way or the other, and I should say X, shouldn't say Twitter, that's almost changed for more than a year. But so one way or the other, you choose a channel to really talk to others, connect with others, bring others to that channel to have a discussion. And in this case, podcast was brought to us as one of the possible good ways to do it. And we can really meet other people and we can have some meaningful discussions and then open it to the world. And then other people can chime in and comment or connect with you based on the content they see. And I, you know, those kind of things. So from my perspective, that's really one of those channels. And that's how we thought about podcasting. And we said, let's do it. Of course, at that particular time we started, it was end of COVID. That was, we had limited options to really, and podcast was, and it still is one of the best way to do it. And also, we learned about podcasting. We're educated by someone who came to us and explained how we can do it and what kind of, you know, power it might have. And then we said, you know, let's just do
it. That's great. Yeah, sharing all the knowledge, you know, meeting people and learning from each other, it's wonderful. So from when you started to now, how has that vision changed over time? Have you changed the way you do the interviews? Have you changed the way you think about the interviews?
Yeah, many, I would say very, it has evolved, right? The changes have not been revolutionary, but it have been evolutionary. And we have actually made a lot of changes from many aspects. When we started podcast, there was a company that helped us to really get the podcast machinery established and going, Content Allies, and they did a fantastic job. They are still helping other companies. They are expert in B2B podcast, and they did a fantastic job, you know, getting the machinery started. And that was the first year we did it. Of course, as we continued, we started building our own podcast in-house. And they were great advisors to us and trainers to really bring us up to speed. And then, you know, we were on our own. So that was one change behind the scene, you know, how we do it. The length of the podcast, for example, when we started was longer. It was 1 hour and now it's 30 minutes. We thought 30 minutes is good enough time that we can have a meaningful discussion, but it's not long that may, you know, some people may not have 1 hour while they're driving home or listening to podcasts in one form or fashion. That might be too long for them for 1 hour to sit down and listen to the interview. So, you know, and many other kind of teeny tiny things in the process that we changed, but all of this, they're very kind of, I would say, you know, evolutionary changes as we learned and changed things. But the fundamentally, what we thought that we are going to do is fundamentally the same thing we are doing today. We are still hosting great hosts and, great guests and bringing really great experts, SaaS experts to the podcast. And these people are really people who have learned over decades, you know, whatever they are expert in, right? So they have learned, for example, about marketing, or they have been CEOs, or they have been product strategists, whatever they have learned for decades, they come to this program, and within 20 minutes, they are willing to really answer the questions with no script, just, you know, be there and answering the questions from the heart and help other people who may not have gone through that experience yet and just learn from them.
Yeah. So it's been 4 years, 100 episodes. That's amazing. Great leaders, great founders, great tech leaders have been interviewed. What have you learned? What lessons have you learned? What themes have you seen? Is there anything that has surprised you during these interviews? What do you get out of it?
Again, very evolutionary, but with no exception. Every single interview has something there for me to learn from. So going through these interviews, people have different perspectives. They come from different worlds. And when I ask a question, it's not always the answer I expected to hear. And that means there is something there for me to learn. If I could tell you exactly these are the answers they are going to provide, then I could claim that I did not learn anything. I mean, there was nothing for me to learn. But obviously, that's not the case. The fact that I cannot predict word by word, this is the response I'm going to hear, that means there are some topics there for everyone, for myself, to really, you know, learn from it and at least hear different perspectives that may or may not, you know, be something that you wanted to agree upon. But nonetheless, that adds value to what you know and what you think and that can complete the picture in your mind about that topic. It's always amazing to see that, you know, people coming to this podcast and I start talking with them for about maybe 15 minutes before I start recording, sometimes a little bit longer, you know, maybe 30 minutes. And then we have these discussions just without even getting into the podcast. And then I just wanted for them to feel like we are sitting at a coffee shop and just having a very friendly discussion. And if I don't get there and I fail to bring them to that state of mind, then I don't think I will have a great discussion with them, right? So the whole idea is they're so comfortable that they sit down and then we have such a very, I would say, organic, without any engineering, just sitting down and just, you know, having a very sincere and authentic discussion. That's the key. And always we get there. It's just a matter of 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, but we will get there.
That's great. So what makes SaaS Scale stand out against other SaaS podcasts out there?
Yeah, so from many characteristics perspective, any podcast can be unique in its own way. But SaaS Scaled in particular is focusing on SaaS, focusing on mostly B2B SaaS. So for software industry, you know, this is something that is very pragmatic, I would say, because the discussions that we have are very pragmatic with people who are in action. They are really running these companies. They have some, you know, advice and some points that they highlight that actually can be useful that day. You don't have to really just, these guys are not coming from academia. These guys are not trying to just, you know, portray a picture or a theory or a vision that may not be doable today, but it's 30 years from now, you can do it. That's not the case. So when you hear SaaS Scale, it's, as I mentioned before, it's very authentic, very sincere. It's very pragmatic. It applies to SaaS, B2B, and it's not really about any particular detail. We are not talking about marketing or architecture or technology, but we are touching the surface of all of these. So if you are a SaaS leader and you wanted to have an overview of the whole software and SaaS, this is something that perhaps you would appreciate listening to these people coming to this show and just their perspective on things that are actually actively happening in the market, from AI to, you know, what is the state of SaaS business, what is the pricing, positioning, what are the other aspects of really SaaS business and software business that can be very impactful in what you do every day, right? So those are really makes this podcast very unique, the way it collects all of these informations and the way our guests are invited to come in and participate. I think the combination, it just makes it very unique.
Yes, definitely. And it's also one of the reasons why it's been going so long. You know, just people come in and share all this information, and it's an evolving situation. And especially in SaaS, you know, everything changes so fast. And so it stays relevant because new people come in and talk about new ideas and new developments. So that's great. If someone was thinking about starting a podcast, what advice would you give?
Yeah, it's not different than, as I said, you know, you write books. Once a year, you say, I'm going to write books and publish my books once a year, or I'm going to post blogs every other week or once a month or twice a week, whatever you're comfortable with. And it's not different than that. So podcast is another venue that you can really choose to do it. And it is about communicating with the world outside your company and then bringing other ideas to the industry from you, by that discussions that you are running, by other guests joining you and then adding value to those kind of questions and answering your question and ideas. So the key point to me is, in all of these examples I mentioned, if you just do it and once and say, I'm done, goodbye, it will not work, right? So the word here and the key to succeed is really the commitment. And if you wanted to know, you know, what is that makes one podcast versus the other podcast different overall, if you look at the, you know, long-term kind of view of it, the podcast needs to really continue and you need to stay on the course and just make it better and make it better and continue. You cannot, like a blog post that somebody writes 5 blogs and then stops. Never ever it will do it. If just randomly you do it a few times during 1 month of the year and come back again next year and do 2 blog posts and then come back, it's not going to bring a lot of subscribers, audience. Yeah, randomly people may see some of those ideas, but it's not going to establish an audience, establish the user base. The same with blog. If you are ready to really choose a theme that you are passionate about and you know that subject, you know, and then you say, this is really what I like to do, and I'm going to do it and stay committed to it. That's the key to your success for that initiative, whatever it is. And if you are very much into writing, into blog posting, if you are very much, you know, would like to bring people and have a conversation with them, or you can do both, it's not mutually exclusive, of course, and you know, a lot of things that you can do, but whatever you like, you know, and you can stay on the course and continue and stay committed to it. In that case, if that's the case, I would definitely say this is the right thing to do. And if that's not what you are to commit to, then don't do it.
So we've already touched base a little bit about the changes you made over the years, you know, the length of the podcast, for example. But if you were to go back to your very first episode, would you give yourself some advice? What would that advice be?
It's hard to say, but you know, some of the lessons that I learned during the course of, you know, doing this again and again and again, it has to be done that way. I cannot imagine that, you know, I'll go back to episode 1 and then all of a sudden now I can do everything the way I do it today. I would say in principle hasn't changed. We haven't changed anything that much. But, you know, one example, for example, I mentioned 1 hour sessions versus 30 minute session. Yeah, I would do it probably 30 minutes from the get-go. But at that time when we started, we needed to do the way we did so we can learn from it. And if you were have, you know, so anything that in my view you do, then it's just paves the way for something that you can evolve and do better next time. But, you know, things like that, or I cannot say that, you know, the machinery we have created, all of the great job that, of course, you are administrating it and you have a you know, you play a big role there. But there are some other people helping us to bring this podcast, all of us in our way, you know, each of us, not just me. We have learned things that have helped us to really do it better, do it faster, so be more effective. And all of those teeny tiny things needed for us to really go through this path and learn it to get here. But in fundamentally, I would not change a lot. I would not change anything, you know, drastically, at least based on what I know today. Yeah.
So has hosting the podcast taught you anything in your business, in your leadership, or just how you think about SaaS in general?
It's really great. I mean, either during the discussions I have with, again, my guests, before even I start recording, during those 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes discussions we have pre-recording, or during the kind of podcast, the questions I ask. Yeah, many times, you know, those are also active. You know, we are running a business, right? So like any other software company. So in that case, you are actually dealing with the same thing that any other software company, any other, you know, team is really thinking about. If you're asking questions about AI, that's a question I have in mind, but others have in mind. If you are making a decision on your product strategy, or you are thinking about your financial model, or you are thinking about pricing, or changing your positioning, or how to go to market, how to raise money, what is the impact of, you know, working with investor versus not working, bootstrapping or not. All of those questions are real questions, and those real questions apply to real companies, and we are not an exception. So in that case, I'm also taking those advice. I'm also thinking about those. I'm also evolving those in my mind. So if I, even sometimes unknowingly, definitely it impacts me, but knowingly many times, I'm taking those advice and thinking about it and then saying, you know what, maybe we should do this. So for example, I do remember when we talked about an expert that was really good in pricing and licensing, and he was so kind to really provide us a lot of content in just 20, 30 minutes, amazing episode. And then, you know, I also thought about all of those and said, let me review all of these and go through those. And that was the time that we actually were making some decisions on pricing, and some of those were helpful to us. So, and it's not the only example. I would say there are many other examples that, you know, when we went through these discussions, then I thought about how to apply those advices and those knowledge into that kind of, you know, knowledge to what we do.
That's great. I mean, that's the whole idea, right? To learn and share information and lessons that you've learned throughout your time in tech. So that's great. Where do you see SaaS Guild going from here? What's next?
Yeah, so I think SaaS Guild will evolve. I have seen that even accelerating during the last year. So for example, at the beginning, like everything else that you start, at the beginning, it's slower, right? So gradually you are building the whole foundation because you are starting from nothing. And when I say nothing, not just, you know, this podcast exists or does not exist, but even the building elements behind the scene, even the way you create the content, the way you market it, the way you distribute the content, all of those things is just non-existent day one. And then building blocks, and then you add these building blocks and you build it. And then gradually you build it. And then you get to the point that now you can accelerate a little bit because then the foundation is there. And now you can think more strategically. So I think, you know, we will see probably in the future, in the increasing kind of accelerated way, we are going to see people finding us better. We are going to see SaaS Scaled already has a great website if people haven't seen it. We are improving SaaSScaled.com podcast website that people can go there and find good content there. And in general, I think it can serve in the future as a community rather than just be a podcast. Why not all of these like-minded people in software industry? And we are not, you know, we are very, very minority in aspect of, I mean, very small group, I would say. I mean, how many companies exist on Earth? Then take 1% or one tenth of a percent of those companies, and that would be the number of software companies, right? And then these software companies, if you are one way or the other involved in leading those software companies, then you are, I don't know how many people can be in that particular position. I don't have exact number, but there would be very limited number of people. And wouldn't it be nice to really come and just share the knowledge and talk to each other and use that venue as a kind of venue that, hey, we can really bring new ideas here. We can discuss it with each other. We can connect with each other. So I can see that that can grow to become a community. And not just a community, but a well-orchestrated community that doesn't try to sell you anything. It's just there for you to really, you know, communicate with your peers. It's a good venue for discussions. There is no, I would say, yeah, it's true, Curve sponsors it, but we never ever used it as a kind of going there and pitching Curve to anyone or trying to sell anything. And nobody is trying to come over there. And I discourage people from, you know, joining us and start just directly selling. It's about educating people. It's about communicating with people. There is a difference between these two, right? So sometimes you explain what you are doing and then let other people to decide if they want this or not, if they want to learn more or not. And you open the door for them if they want to come back and just learn more. That's what we do at SaaS Scaled, and we will increasingly will do it better and more to open many different doors to people, things that they didn't know about it. They will know about it now. They will learn about it, and they would say, you know what? I'm interested in this. Let me go there and educate myself. Let me ask more questions. And now I have seen and I have heard things that I can better, you know, make a decision in the future.
That's great. Yeah, please go to saasscaled.com, connect with Arman Ashraghi on LinkedIn to get more information and learn more and connect with other SaaS leaders as well. Arman, thank you so much for letting me turn the tables on you today. It's been amazing to hear the story behind SaaS Scaled. Congratulations for 100 amazing episodes, and I can't wait to see what comes next.
Thank you for listening to SaaS Scaled with Arman Ashraghi. For show notes and any resources mentioned in today's episode, go to saasscaled.com. If you're enjoying our show, give us a 5-star review and share on LinkedIn. And be sure to subscribe for any updates on future episodes. Thanks for listening. This episode is brought to you by Curve, the modern no-code analytics solution, the tools you need to take action with your data on a platform built for maximum scalability, security, and cost efficiencies. If you're ready to reduce complexity and dramatically lower costs, then contact us today at curvey.com. That's Q-R-V-E-Y.com.